And we'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight, Porter County Public Library Systems Director Jesse Butts. And he's going to talk about programs that we've got going on here. We're going to be hearing this in March. So, Jesse, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
I appreciate you having me.
So we're so excited about so many things that the Porter County Library System is doing. It's a large system. I mean, you cover 11 counties and 12 townships, I think. And so you have a lot going on. So if you can kind of just touch on some of the resources that the library has available. And then the most exciting part is the garden that has just recently, has it opened?
Yeah, it hasn't officially opened yet here. We're hoping to have a ribbon cutting this springtime. We pushed that back a little bit to make sure we were in a safe spot with COVID levels throughout the county here. But yeah, we have five branches spread throughout all Porter County in Portage, South Haven, Coutts, Hebron, and our Valparaiso branch. So yeah, we serve throughout the entire county. So we've actually been open all the way since May 4th. We opened our doors back up so people can come in and browse. They can pick things up through curbside delivery service. You can schedule it on our website or call and stop in for it. We still offer our computer access. You can print and notary services, all the good stuff that you come to expect in full browsing in our building as well. But what we've done since the beginning is transitioned a lot, like many have, to our online resources. And so just in the last year, we added over 1 million electronic items that you can check out from the comfort of your home, ranging from movies and TV shows that you can stream on your television set, to books, audiobooks, magazines, videos that you can get on a tablet or e-reading device. We've added things like self-education that you can do from home, taking classes from the adult level, covering things from cooking. We even have live yoga classes that you can do online through one of our programs that we offer. We've really tried to target and hit in on senior citizens, making sure that we're offering resources for them. Families, supporting them, especially with these e-learning difficulties that they're facing. So we have a lot of resources. My favorite is one called BrainFuse. And BrainFuse is actually live tutoring. I believe it's from 2 o'clock to 11 o'clock every night from the comfort of your home. And it covers subjects all the way from kindergarten through college. So you can actually get live one-on-one help with an expert in that topic who can help you out. And that is a huge deal. As a parent, I can tell you, to be able to get a little help with math at the eighth grade level, which I don't remember so well at this point, is a huge deal for us. In addition, in there, there's flashcard assistance. There's all sorts of different test preps that you can take. It's a big deal for helping our remote students. And so we offer a lot of those types of programs on our website, and that's at pcpls.org. And if you get to us, there's just gobs of resources. Like I said, over 1 million that we've added in addition to our physical stuff. We've also converted a lot of our programming to digital programming as well. And so we offer digital story times that are geared towards that probably 7 and under category. And we pair those up with a make and take craft that you can actually go to a branch and pick it up and take it home and be able to work on it in the comfort of your home with your family, along with the story time video that goes with it. So we have a lot of exciting programming for that. We also release it on our Facebook page. If you find us on Facebook, we'd like to have a lot of interactive content on there, which is fun. But you did mention our library garden, and our library garden has been my baby for the last couple of years. It was actually constructed with a lot of community partners, the City of Valparaiso, Valparaiso Redevelopment Commission, Valparaiso Rotary Club, and OCRA, a government organization here with the state, gave us a $500,000 grant to help construct this. And so we began the design process a couple of years ago. It finished construction here in December. And so it's just a wonderful new space and a new way to experience the library that most people haven't had a chance to do so. And so when you come into this, and it's the Rotary Library Garden is its official name, you'll walk in the doors and there's going to be a story trail where you can do a self-guided storybook tour throughout the garden. There's little spaces to sit and relax and enjoy nature. There's reading nooks in the back corners where you can sit and have your own book club if you so desire, or just meet with a family and friends in there. One of the most interesting features are we have art spread throughout. And so we have some famous artists that have come in and put sculptures in. One of our favorites is Booger Bear and Stinkerfish, which are kind of fun for the children. And then we also have a fog walk where you come in, a child can depress a button, and a cool mist will come soaking up out of the ground to surround the pathway. There's a pavilion. We'll have concerts and story times in the area. There's open areas where you can run and relax and play. It's just going to be a new way to experience the library and kind of meld the outdoor and the indoor into one little learning and engaging experience.
So Jesse, are there still opportunities for people to contribute to the garden?
There are. Yep. If you go onto our website, pcpls.org, we have a library information section where you can head on there and there are opportunities to donate. They're running out. So if you're interested, definitely give us a call.
Well, we'd like to thank you for being on Art in the Air Spotlight, Jesse. That's Jesse Butts from the Porter County Library System. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.